Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Cheer, cheer, cheer. We are in the building right now. We're live. I'm back. Did you miss me? Once again, I'm telling you again. We are live right now. I'm back. Did you miss me? All right, folks. I was gone. I took a long hiatus. But I'm back with Phone Fantasy Radio Live. I'm back on my grind. I'm back on my hustle. I'm back at that work. Whatever you call it, I'm back to scamming. All that. I'm back. I'm ready for y'all. This is our first show back. New season, new show. We're going to have new music, new laughter, new topics, new guests. We're going to have new everything. You know, today is a brand day. Let's forget the last 4 months. Let's focus on today. Let's focus on January. Good Lord. June 21st. Let's focus on that for a moment. June 21st at 9:01 p.m. Phone Fantasy Radio Live with the super fluffy flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts. It's going down. I have a special announcement for all those that don't know. I have a special announcement. My special announcement this time is we also have somebody else who's coming in for a brand new start, a brand new show, and you know, we're gonna say this is our brand new co-host, the one, the only, the Black Reporter.
As always, welcome back, welcome back, we're welcome. Back.
Right? We're back.
Exactly.
What's up, Black
Reporter? Exactly. Crush, you forgot one major thing. You said today is what again?
Today is June 21st, right?
Yes, and that also means of an hour and 42 minutes ago, it officially became summer.
Right.
But then, if you ask a lot of people all across the country, you said, what do you mean to the beginning of summer? So it's already been here.
Right. So it's officially the summertime. Like I said, new season. Right.
Yep.
Of the show, new season of the world. It's just, we're just trying to bring everything, we're trying to refresh, basically. We're trying
exactly.
to refresh. All right.
Crush, before we go any further, I've got some unfinished business to take care of. And I think I need to take care of this before we start afresh and brand new and everything.
Okay.
I want to apologize if I offended anybody last season by some maybe unprofessional things I may have done, misunderstood with people and everything. But won't happen again, and we're start fresh and everything starts from the very beginning. And, you my number one booze. So I'm still a single man. As a matter of fact, I will be, with Crush's help, putting up a fan page on Facebook. I have my regular page, and that has taken off like a storm. I appreciate those people who have added me as a friend. I haven't gotten to my 1,000th friend yet, but I'm getting close to there. 1,000 friends in Black Planet and Tagged were a whole lot easier than that. So, anyway, and that's that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, should we say sorry to Black Reporter folks for telling Black Reporter that he play with us no more?
Wait, repeat that again?
Can you not hear me? Am I too low?
No. It broke up. You broke up.
Oh, I said, should we apologize to Black Porter folks for telling them you can't be with us anymore? So,
that's
different without him, so let's not even take away from the presence that Black Porter has brought to Phone Fantasy Radio. The feeling just wasn't the same without you. We couldn't get our pants on the ground no more. We couldn't do any of that no more.
Thank you.
So on that note, we missed you over here. All right.
Oh, real quick. And I know this was discussed before on the Facebook page and everything. I'm going to start off with a trifling story from the very beginning. And hopefully...
We're starting off with trifling stories.
I just heard about this no more than a half hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
A woman.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea who.
Right.
Huh?
I know what you're going to talk about. Go ahead.
Who put her baby in the microwave? What was behind all that?
I don't know, because I was not thinking about that one right there.
speaking of which, I'll be right back, folks.
You know what? This is phone holes look short, and that was your co-host, Black Reporter. We got an hour and 15 minutes remaining on the clock. We're going to play some new tunes. Like I said, I have a lot of indie artists that I want to put out there. I got set I want to put out there. You can go to www.talkradio.com/crushhearts, A-R-U-S-H-E-A-R-T-S. And you can join us in the chat room. You can sign up for a free account. Hold on, Black Reporter. You can't school. I mean, we live. We're not on the phone. We live.
Well. But the thing is, this show could not operate without the one, the only, Lady C.
Really? So you just interrupt my speech so you can bring in Lady C. You lucky as Lady C, man. You so lucky. Hi, Lady C.
Hi.
Am I screaming? I'm sorry. I'm so used to screaming. How you doing, Lady C?
I just
heard her. Look at it. How you doing?
Wait a minute. Is that Lady C or is that Little Debbie?
That's Lady C, not Little Debbie. Little Debbie is on vacation.
Oh, good.
I'm not even going to ask about it. Let them ride. I'm going to ask about it right now. We're just going to go ahead. We're not going to touch that right there. Just let us know when she comes back from off of vacation. That's all. Let us know when she comes back on vacation so we can have an official interview with her. But I'm not even going to touch that right there. I'm not going to touch that. All right, folks. As y'all know, this is a brand new show, so therefore we have a brand new call-in number. And it's taking me a long time to try to memorize it. Even though it's an easy number, I'm just so used to saying the 347. But right now, the number is 805-830-8320. That number again, 805-830-8320. That's that number to call in. Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
Lady C.
Huh?
Lady C,
yes.
Where she go? Oh, Lady C, you got Black Reporter had wanted me to apologize to him officially on Phone Fantasy Radio for telling him that he couldn't play with us no more.
Now, to be fair, tell her what I did.
Right, he did apologize. He did apologize to begin with for if he offended anybody, if he acted unprofessionally or anything of the sort. He did apologize for that, okay? At the same token, Lady C, you know, you held it down with me a couple of shows after we had asked Black Reporter not to play with us no more. What do you think of that situation, though?
What do I think? I think misunderstanding, and I think you guys are friends at heart, and that, I mean, we all have bumps in the road, and it was a bump in the road, and just had to learn how to get around, over, or under, or through a bump, so that's how you do it.
Okay.
So true.
Okay. So true. The wisdom of Lady C, folks.
Always.
Always, right? All right, folks. I got people on the line holding in. Shout out to the people in the chat room, Miss PG and Dre, who decided to go ahead and join us. We still early in
Ms.
the game.
Miss PG out there. Hey,
right.
Miss PG.
Miss PG, Dre. Dre from Bronx is out there. What's up, Jay? I think Manhattan, one of them. We got John, I believe, on hold right now. Don't worry, John, I'll get to y'all. We got an 856 on hold right now. I'm getting to you. I just want to let people know to visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com. Visit that website right there. If you're an indie artist, submit your music. If you're a fan, show some love. All of the above. We're on Facebook under Hearts Radio. And, you know, all them good links. I want to say this. I'm debuting a couple of new artists on the show, Black Reporter and Lady C. And I'm going to need your opinion on some of these things I'm going to be debuting.
Okay.
Once again, I ask the fans to go to our hot box voicemail and leave us a fantasy drop. That number is 347-855-7372.
The same one as it used to be.
Right, the same one. That didn't change a bit. Just Blog Talk will play with my emotions and they changed my calling number. What kind of bullshit? What kind of bullshit, BTR? But we love y'all. We love y'all. We can't even front of them because next thing you know, my page will be deleted again. But anyway, this makes a year. You know, this month actually makes a year that we've been on BTR and we didn't have no drama. So this June makes a year. We did our first show back in June. Remember our first account got deleted, Black Reporter?
Yep.
After we did a clean up woman episode, some reason out of the blue, my whole account got deleted. All past shows, everything. So
yep.
This is June makes the first month. We came back. Our account is still here. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to bring in a caller. They got their hands up, so, you know, I'm expecting them to play a lot. So we got right now the 614. How you is? 614, you on air. Hello. Hello. Okay.
Not.
I guess not. Okay, and we have the 856. 856, how you is? Is it me or?
It may be something with you.
Is something with me? Why gotta be with me?
Well, you can try two, try three, and see what happens.
Hey, Larry, that's you. You're the third person right now. 614-856. Nobody got nothing to say? All right. Anyway, moving right along. Moving right along. I guess
maybe
I should hang up and call back. Yeah, I guess I need to hang up and call back, and we'll try y'all again. We got another caller. I know this number. It's the 404.
Oh, no, 404. No, no.
Okay.
Maybe it is me.
Maybe y'all can't hear me. Okay. 404? No? Yes, no? Okay. Yeah. All right. I get it. You pressing the buttons. I get it. But I can't hear you. So that's BTR. That's some bullshit. I'm sorry, guys. I put the mute on. BTR is on some bullshit right now. They will not let y'all talk. I don't know. Oh, okay. So the 404. Thank y'all. 856. Thank y'all. Okay, I get it. I see the message now. 614. Thank y'all for shouting us out, for checking us out, calling up, or whatever. I'm going to get back to y'all, see if that worked. Let me refresh everything. On that note, the first tune I'm going to drop today was sent to me by email, track at Kata Music Group, brand new artist. This is a feature single, How You Feel, Vinny G. Put the information out there for y'all. All right, Black Reporter, your background or something. I'm going to put y'all on hold real quick. All right. Okay, folks. Yeah, that's better because it was kind of in my ear. All right. So This is Benny G. How you feel? I'm going to play this right now. This is going to be your first comeback song, and that's the question for the night or for this couple of minutes. How do you feel? Call us up. Maybe it'll work. I don't know. 805-830-8320. You're checking our phone faces, Radio Live with the Super Fluffy Flirt, the Crush Hearts, Black Reporter, and Lady C. That's how we do it.
Your boy Vinny G. Track Kyder. We stupid for this one. Let's not get it confused though. We do what we do, and that's why I does what I do. I mean, I don't even know what I just said. I'm just thinking it sounded cool. Let's go. Yo, check me out now. Don't take your eyes off. Maybe you can learn a thing or two from iDog. Smooth, like a real-life criminal. Niggas love to hate, but they only be subliminal. Cause I bring them drums out with them horn sound. They go da-da-da-da-da like the war sound. Track tight on the beat, some more now. Toe tagging these lyrics, who on war now? I don't think they really want it. Real niggas spitting here, these niggas frontin'. You can find me posted up with my hat tipped, foot on the wall, flipping a coin on the pitch. Yeah. Step aside, make waves. Vinny coming through. I know you love my style, but this is what I do. I'm living for the now, and I don't know about you. So sick, I had to bless myself. Hot shoe. So how you feel?
Good.
How you feeling?
Great.
You know I'm feeling
high
about this life.
Yeah.
That's the way I'ma do this here to let you know I'ma have one hell of a year.
Yeah.
So how you feel?
Good.
How you feeling?
Great.
You know I'm feeling
high
about this life.
Hey.
That's the way I'ma do this here to let you know I'ma have one hell of a year.
Yeah.
Cause the light's low, I'm gonna turn them off. Maybe y'all will listen more if we were in the dark. Strap your boots tight, grab your nicotine. Get your ink pens or your laser beam. Load them up, I'm up and try it off me. I'm still breathing, so maybe they just adore me. Surely, of course me. I mean this thing on and popping in a heartbeat. Remy and the Lil Weed, it's Miami, listen. To make it corny, hey, rappers end up missing. And I ain't even into all this rap beef. Just making it clear as far as music, no one goes as hard as me. From the birds chirp to the crickets, hunkin' crick. If y'all don't get it, I ain't dumbing down. It's my time, I'm here now. I'm from the west side, but if you bow down. So how you feel?
Good.
How you feeling?
Great.
You know I'm feeling
high
about this life.
Hey.
That's the way I'ma do this here to let you know I'ma have one hell of a year.
Yeah.
So how you feel?
Good.
How you feeling?
Great.
You know I'm feeling
high
about this life.
Hey.
That's the way I'ma do this here to let you know I'ma have one hell of a year.
Yeah.
Yo, getting this money is my only option. The love witnessing has been taken for hostage. They want my soul for ransom? Stop it. They trying to open it up like a locket. But when they look inside it, it's like a mosh pit. And I'll be standing in the middle trying to box it. Round for round, pound for pound. Hey, a bomb thing gonna hold me down. And I don't have friends, I'm friend enemies. They don't have to pretend, they keep it real with me. I make it work for me. Cause the ones who quick to bring you down to the ground be your own family. I speak valiantly, can't get mad at me. Y'all out there chasing positions, I'm chasing salaries. I told you, it's my time. Let's make a toast, cause it's going down. So how you feel?
Good.
How you feeling?
Great.
You know I'm feeling
high
about this life.
Hey.
That's the way I'ma do this here to let you know I'ma have one hell of a year.
Yeah.
So how you feel?
Good.
How you feeling?
Great.
You know I'm feeling
high
about this life.
Hey.
That's the way I'ma do this here to let you know I'ma have one hell of a year.
Baby, you know I can't slow down.
Check me out,
cause you know that's me, baby.
I'm up here singing,
slow down.
Just trying to have a little fun, you know.
Cause you know that's me, baby. You know I can't slow down.
You gotta admit you love it, though.
Cause you know that's me, baby.
We in here having it.
Slow down.
Track Kyder.
Cause you know that's me, baby.
We out this.
Let's do it. Midwest shit, nigga. Come on. Hit the highway with my new hoe. 100 racks great, nigga smoking some dope. 80 Pittsburgh to get this loot. I'm a clean and brown nigga, boy, but that's what it do. Now in and out the cities, better know you some goons. And never leave your guns in the hotel room. 5-4-3-2, it might go boom. One dead motherfucker left with the news. Do it in Columbus, then wake up in the natty. I'm trying to get it too, but tell your nigga get at me. Indiana, Michigan, Detroit, and the Valley. Now these 100 rack niggas got me fucking with Cali. I'm wide open, nigga, I'm out in the zone. Another 6 points if you just throw me the ball. Ball hog niggas known the ball till we fall, dog. Then get back up and crawl till we ball and we ball hog. I take you to the pros if you can handle all the pressure. To lie not to switch it when the feds come to get you. And never trust these bitches when they tryna come between us. It better shoot to kill if them goons come to get us. Bring your ass to Cleveland, I show you what the lie do. Serve you out the window, bitch, just like it's a drive through. Gotta find a better price, weed in the pies too. I'm tryna bust 100 racks, you in, you can slide too.
Hell yeah, I'm tryna bust me 100 racks. Ride something that cost something around 100 racks. Big three or two, three, 400 racks. Drinking on 100 racks, smoking on 100 racks. Hell yeah, I'm tryna bust me 100 racks. Ride something that cost something around 100 racks. Big three or two, three, 400 racks. Drinking on 100 racks, smoking on 100 racks.
Drink on 100 racks, roll up 100 racks. It fucked me up the first time I seen 100 stacks. If I front you a case, give me my money back. I just beat a court case, then I rolled 100 raps. Cracked open a can and heard thunder crack. Money green jag, I called at the Thundercat. Smoking Thunderfoot, Spider-Man fingers. When I rolled it all up, my thumb and index was sticky. Prez money with me, he just had a Mac attack. Every time we do it big, these hoes don't know how to act. Hypochondriac, check out my melody. I heard like 100 rappers, none of them compare to me. It's more than just music, I'm something like a mogul. I need 100 racks every time I lay vocal. My shit sound professional, your shit sound local. It's free, I got the t-shirt with the logo.
Hell yeah, I'm trying to bust me 100 racks. Ride something that cost something around 100 racks. Big three or two, three, 400 racks. Drinking on 100 racks, smoking on 100 racks. Hell yeah, I'm trying to bust me 100 racks. Ride something that cost something around 100 racks. Big three or two, three, 400 racks. Drinking on 100 racks, smoking on 100 racks.
My pockets on swole, we get it in, little homie, 100 racks. Blowing dough, I swear the whole hood know me. Clientele rising like heat, product in the street. In and out, or you can drive through, don't even have to speak. Still connected with real hustlers, with niggas that ball. Got my doors wide open, can't you see I'm sitting tall? 100 racks looking right, damn, I live a good life. I'ma show you how to ball, I'm out of town to get right. With some treats up, Gucci in the fresh pair of nights. Watch me bag another hood rat, she go all night. If a nigga talking hope shit, my team strap tight. Watch me hop in the Chevy and pop a bill and take flight. 100 racks, party packs, bitch, you know we got it all. Should be the town supplier, self-made, ball hog. 2400 racks, you need a case, don't stall. Rap trucks, long chains, I see you aching, fuck y'all.
Hell yeah, I'm trying to bust me 100 racks. Ride something that cost something around 100 racks. Big three or two, three, 400 racks. Drinking on 100 racks, smoking on 100 racks. Hell yeah, I'm trying to bust me 100 racks. Ride something that cost something around 100 racks. Big three or two, three, 400 racks. Drinking on 100 racks, smoking on 100 racks. Hell yeah, 100 racks. 100 racks. Two, three, 400 racks. 100 racks. 100 racks, hell yeah, I'm tryna ride something that costs. Big three or two, three, 400 racks, drinking on 100 racks, smoking on 100 racks.
Ow, that's what's up. Welcome back. It's your girl, the super fluffy flirt, La Crush Hearts. And you're tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio, Liz Ive. We also have my co-host, the Black Reporter.
Is I.
And I start off that set right there with a newcomer called Vinny G. How you feel? That's V-I-N-N-Y-G.
That first one, is I'm feeling it. I'm feeling that first one. I love that beat.
All right. That beat was banging. I can give him that. That's TrackhaterMusicGroup.com, and you can catch him on Twitter at Vinny G Music. What about the second track? That's the newcomer as well, called Should Be, Bust 100 Racks. He's on ReverbNation.com under Shug B. That's S-U-G-E-B. And he's also on Twitter.com under Shug B. So what you think about that second one? I like a Busta Hunter Racks. I thought it was cool. I mean, you know, it kept the beat going, you know.
I don't know what it is about me and drum beats. Maybe because I'm so used to black marching bands come out with that boom 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 beat, and that just gets you going. And then when in the college scene, when you have the stomp crew and everything, that has such a deep beat to it. Also, you see fraternity sorority stomping. That's got a beat of its own and everything. So anything with a deep beat, you know, I'm into.
Okay. You like the bounce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, even when there was a song, believe it or not, by Fleetwood Mac a while back, I don't know if you may remember it or not. It was called Tush. In the song, it used the USC marching band. And I don't know why. I just love that song. It went bump, 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 ba dum, ba da da dun 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 dun. And you may have heard high school bands after that play that song and everything. But it's that song, and it just sticks in your head and everything.
Okay, all right. Y'all can hit me up on Twitter. If y'all not on there, hit me up at LaCrush Hearts. At LaCrush Hearts, yeah, LaCrushHearts on Twitter. Okay.
I have a confession to make.
Uh-oh, that's scary.
I ain't there yet.
You ain't there yet? You ain't on Twitter yet?
Nope, I'm not on Twitter yet.
You need to get up on Twitter. We need to get Black Report up on Twitter. You know what, y'all? This is our mission for the summer. Last summer, we had you cut your hair off. Last summer, we had y'all, if y'all remember that, we had a whole month of you cutting your hair off and all that. Shout out to DJ Mimi Cat, because, you know, she's like, I'm going to get him when I get there. So, and she did take pictures of him and everything, so y'all can check that out on his Facebook page. I've seen that. So shout out to DJ Mimi Cat up there. What's she in Buffalo, right? Buffalo, New York?
Yep.
Okay, right. So shout out to her and her husband, Aaron. They be doing big things over there. But this summer, I think our mission is to get you up to date. We got to get you on some social networks. We're going to get you your own page. We're going to see if we can get those thousands of friends or, you know, get you some fans. Because, you know,
I'm on Facebook, mind you.
Right, you're on Facebook.
But
yeah,
not with Black Reporter.
Yeah, you need to get the Black Reporter. We need you Black Reporterized. Everybody know you as Black Reporter, not as your real name. Like, I got, you know, I got my Facebook page, too, under my real name, but nobody know me under that name. So it's like 12 friends on there, which is family. You know what I mean? 12 friends and the rest is family, you know. And then I have that, you know, but everybody know LaCrush Hearts. So, you know, that got almost 300, 400 friends. I would have more, but my page kept getting deleted. Haters, my page kept deleted. They were hating, man. They was hating hard body though. They really was.
They was hating hard. I've been invited to some of the strangest groups around. one both you and I belong to, called the Playhouse, which is a pretty cool group.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. Welcome to the number two, the DA Wet. I may have to go back and check this. Welcome to the Wet Sweet Pussy PUCCI Quirk Lounge. Click Lounge.
Wow. The Wet Pussy Click Lounge, right.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right. That's
and, of course,
right.
You know, what discussion about it is there, right?
Right. That's a freaky move. I want an invite. I want an invite. What's that? Let me in there. I want to see what's going on in there.
I heard that.
What they doing in there?
We shall. Well, let me put it like this. I know last night they were saying ain't no X-rated pictures until after 11 o'clock, I guess, Eastern. And at 1 o'clock a.m., they come off.
Oh, right.
Off.
Right.
So,
that's how we do it. That's how you got to do it. I'm a part of a group, and they do that, too. Like, Fridays and Saturdays, you do post whatever you want to, but by Sunday and Monday, they're coming down. All of it is coming down. So that's what you got to do on Facebook. But, you know, Facebook form, the format is so easy. Everybody's on Facebook now. You know, you may not fuck with Twitter, but you definitely, you know,
what, 500 million people?
Right, so you definitely do a Facebook page. It's easy, but they Facebook is contradicting themselves. You get what I'm saying? They contradict themselves hard body, which is not a good look. But anyway, what was I about to say? I was about to say something. All right, we got people on hold with their hands up, and I'm trying to see if I can get them to come back on right now. I got the 856. 856, are you there with me?
Yo, what's good?
Oh, wait, I heard something.
What's up? What's up? Hey, we did it right. We did it right. What's up, dog?
You know, I'm chilling, man. I'm trying to get on freaky pages. I'm trying to get on freaky pages.
Trying to get on a freaky page, right?
so you can want to join too, huh?
Man, look, man, I love chicks, man. I've got them looking at a porno right now. Feel me?
Oh,
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, man,
you gonna give us play-by-play? No, don't give us no play. No, I'm not gonna have my account deleted. I need to do that privately. But anyway, let's start this conversation off again. Man, ask your name and where you're calling from, first of all.
My name, this is Black Child, man. I'm calling out of Trenton, New Jersey, man, you know.
Okay. Your name is what, Black Child?
Black Child.
Oh, blessed child. Okay. Welcome to the show, Phone Fancy Radio.
Welcome, bro.
I'm sorry we had a little misunderstanding earlier. I was having technical problems. But welcome to the show.
Yeah. I'm trying to get one of y'all to host my show.
What show is that?
I got a stressed out show, man. I got a stressed out show coming right now, man. You know, but I don't know how to work the six boards and all that. I'm trying to get somebody to host with me.
Okay. Well, we can talk about that. I could guess.
I'm paying for it now, man. I need somebody to know.
Mm-hmm.
My boy told me hosted with me. My other co-host. You feel me?
Uh huh. All
We can go back to back shows.
Okay. All right. Like I said, I can help you out with that. I'm all about helping.
that sounds like crushes neck of the woods.
I'm all about helping.
And plus,
yeah.
I can help you. And plus, I can help you out because you know I got people in the industry right now that come to my show and come to your show, man. That's in the game right now too. You feel me? I'm network heavy.
Network heavy. We like ye. All right, bless y'all. Hit us up on Facebook.
Okay.
At La Hearts, La Crush Hearts. That's LAKRSH. Huh?
I got my Twitter. I'm like the Black Reporter. I got a Twitter, but I don't know how to use it. I got no friends.
Hey, you
can hit me up on Facebook. You hit me on Facebook as Blessed Child, BLESSCHLD. I'm outside. I'm in the hood right now. You feel me? On the block right now. I'm in the hood, so
ow.
I don't got no pen, no paper.
Ow. All right, well, we'll look you up. You know, there's a lot of blessed childs around on this Facebook page.
I'm gonna change my picture to my little daughter.
What is your picture now? What is it now?
I got a model. I got one of my models that I fuck with.
All right. I don't know which one.
It's a male profile, but I got one of the models that I mess with right now.
Okay. Well, we'll try to find you. You say you're from Trenton, New Jersey, right? So, okay, let's see. All right, I got two black
childs
from Trenton, New Jersey, but none of them got a picture. But that's another story. Anyway, you know, we debut a new artist today. We already played Vinnie G from Trackhater, Underhill Records, How You Feel. And we also play Suge B, Busting 100 Grand or Racks. How you feel about those two tracks?
First track was hot as hell, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Second one, the first verse, I'm not gonna lie to you because I'm a rapper myself. The first one, the first verse was corny as hell. The second two verses, I was feeling.
Okay, well, actually, he had some other two people on his on his song right there, but once again, he's on Reverb Nation. Y'all can check him out, Suge B, and I'll get the names for you on that one. All right, any shout-outs, dedications, anything you want to add? Ooh.
I want to shout out my baby girl, man, my baby girl, Makaya.
Oh, that's a pretty name.
How old is she?
She just turned 4.
That's when they have you in the palm of their hand.
Don't they? Ooh, I know it. I don't even have kids.
I know it. I've got two daughters. They're now grown now, but still.
Sad part about it is that's my stepdaughter. I just got custody of her because I had my name on the birth certificate. So that's my stepdaughter. I just got custody of her.
That's what's up. It's still a daughter. Right, so, you know, a belated happy Father's Day to all those dudes out there that's, you know, handling business,
taking care
of those, all those single mothers out there that's playing both roles. And on that note, I'm going to ask your opinion on this one because on Father's Day, we had a situation on my Facebook page. One of my friends had made a statement on there where he was feeling real iffy that people were saying happy Father's Day to single mothers out there that's, you know, holding down the rack. And we had, like, a whole conversation on his status about that. So I'm going to ask y'all opinion on that situation. If y'all know single mothers or you know, come from that type of home, how do y'all feel about single mothers celebrating Father's Day?
I give my mom a Mother's Day card on Mother's Day, and I give her a Father's Day card on Father's Day. So
mm-hmm.
My mom was my mom and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't,
all the single moms out there, man, I love y'all, respect y'all, man, and keep on doing your thing, man. It's a both holidays for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
All right.
And I agree wholeheartedly because I've still got my father. He's now 78 years old, and you swear he's 38 because as much as he keeps going, the only thing that slows him down sometimes is rheumatoid arthritis, but he's still working. At 78 years old, he still goes in and manages a used car lot 5 days a week, sometimes on Saturdays also. And I don't know what I'd do without him. But I still give tremendous, tremendous, tremendous props to all of the ladies out there who are trying. And I know it's the old saying that a woman cannot make a boy a black man.
Mm-hmm.
And the situation is, to a certain degree, I agree with that because there needs to be some type of controlling man in that girl's life.
Mm-hmm.
I live with my sister now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She has a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, her dad is not always, he's only 20 miles away, and he comes and sees her every once in a while and everything. But, you know, I'm the daddy here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I, she don't want to see me mad at her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's come close one time, and my sister had to hold me back and say, Francis, don't whip the girl. And
mm-hmm.
she knew I'm old school.
Right.
Around
old
child.
School right there. Mm-hmm.
You know, so, hey, but that's my belief.
I agree with that, but I seem, like I said, man, I'm a man. You feel me? Anybody see me in the hood, the street, they know I'm a man. But at the same time, they know, man, I was raised by two beautiful females. Rest in peace to my grandma.
Of course.
My mom and my sister, you feel me?
Yeah.
Don't make me a less of a man, because people know I'm a man.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother was my heart also.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me, see, my mom, a single parent on welfare, coming out of welfare, seeing my mom catching a bus to work, snow, sleet, and hell made me a real man. You feel me? Made
mm-hmm.
me realize that, look, you got to do what you got to do to survive. You got,
mm-hmm.
you got two kids, you got to do what you got to do to survive, man. So a lot of survival.
Yeah.
I learned from my pops, too. Cause my pops was in my life, and again, he wasn't in my life. At the same time, I give my mom the credit before. She taught me survival.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. Gotta work.
That's what's up. On that note, let me also bring in Miss Lady C. You still with me, Lady C?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. You hear what we're talking about? You know, we had to put a topic out there. We're talking about on Father's Day, a gentleman on my Facebook page, I'm not going to say his name, I'm just going to call him E. He said, okay, y'all, killing me with shout outs to all the single mothers on Father's Day. It's a salute to fathers. Mommies had their day already. It was called Mother's Day. And don't give me that single mothers are both mothers and fathers. No, they're not. They're mothers. Kids don't call their single mother mama, daddy, do they? Well, how about giving the fathers and the fathers only their props? Happy Father's Day. So what are y'all takes on that?
That was harsh.
On that.
Well,
thank you. That's what I felt.
I think mothers who are raising their children singly, they are the father. Although there are problems with it sometimes, but when there's no man, you have to stand up your game a little more if you have a son.
Mm-hmm.
To teach him as much as you can so that he doesn't be a wuss.
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
If there's no man, you can't just let him fall to the side or just give up.
Right.
Then you have children that are out in the street. So you have those women who stand up and work two and three jobs to make sure their children can eat and live in a decent house and not just working on welfare and the system. Yes, they should get a pop with me and a dad, too, because they take it on that role. Because it takes a lot
right.
to be a parent.
Exactly.
And if there's a
man Facebook.
Single father, he should get something on Mother's Day because he's trying his best. Because there are some men out there
a bit.
Who are single fathers.
You're definitely right. Definitely right. Also, if y'all want to join the conversation, the boards are back up and running. I'm going to bring people in. We still got an hour and 17 minutes on here, so y'all can definitely call us up. And the call-in number for all those who just came into the building, 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. I'm going to get used to it, y'all. Just press that number one. I know you want to talk. Also, shout out to Brick, who just came into the city from Curvy Talk Radio.
Brick.
Guest
31895.
Guest 31895. We have Dre, we have Miss PG, and we also have Salima 77. Who both came out and checked out. Thank you for stopping through. And yep, we can fucking cuss. Yep. Yeah, I know I'm quick to say shit. And right now we're talking about Father's Day, Mother's Day, you know, the different roles that parents are playing for single mothers, single fathers. Should they be also celebrated on those given days, or should they have to wait until Mother's Day or Father's Day? What are y'all thoughts? Call in 805-830-8320. I'm gonna get it.
This is the 10th time she said that, mind you.
Yes, I'm gonna get it without having to look. I have to look at it to say it. But also, I want to bring in John because he's been waiting on the lines for a minute. So I know we got the 614 in the building. 614, you there with me?
Yeah, I'm good to hear you again, sweetie.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah.
John, what's up, guy?
Nothing much. How you doing, my brother?
I'm okay, brother.
Lady brought up a good point. If the mother is raising the kid by herself, Mm-hmm. She should celebrate Father's and Mother's Day because she's raising that kid by herself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kind of can relate to that because my brother,
mm-hmm.
he went through a divorce and wound up raising his kids by himself. He didn't get no damn help at all. When my sister found out about him going through the divorce, she went to his wife and told her to take him for everything she had.
Ooh.
She should have stayed out of that.
Right.
Hello.
You know.
That's another topic. Jay, you already know that's another topic, John. Don't open no cans. Don't open no cans.
We need to talk about too. I'm not even a father. I'm on Facebook. And people are sending me Happy Father's Day requests.
Right. I mean, it's only right. Well, you know what? I'm not a mother, but I get all the same, too. And sometimes it just goes out, you know what I mean, to everybody on your list. Like, everybody's not a swinger, but if you're on my email list, you're going to get an invite to a swing party,
you know?
No, I don't
mind,
you got to
bring some more guests on like you had the last time.
I will. I'm hitting up Norma back on. I got to bring Norma back on. Yeah, I've seen you in love for her on your page.
I don't know why everybody just can't get along. And everybody has, you know, why can't everybody just chill instead of fighting all the time? You know.
Yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Plus, hey, man, she got
really cool. And you know she got rid of me just right before she had Norma on, too. Damn.
They called you an old freak in the chat room. They call you an old freak. You're an old freak.
The thing is, ain't no freak like an old freak. And the thing is, Norma was one of the. Okay, Norma, and then there's another woman. John, you might be able to help me with this. She was a nice chocolate sister, not dark chocolate, but chocolate sister. Who had nice breasts, but they weren't as abundant as Norma's. But she was in the late 70s, early 80s. I'm trying to think of her name.
Extreme Angel or something like that, right?
No.
There was a bunch of them, Miss Cajun Queen, Pam Brown.
Look, y'all, okay.
Cajun Queen. Cajun Queen is gone. She actually was an old friend.
Stop talking about booty. This is not how we get to Father's Day to porn. Okay. We went to Father's Day to straight porn.
On phone fantasy radio.
On that note, y'all, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to play some more music and actually I'm going to play some spoken word and we're going to come back and we're going to talk some more. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be about porn, but we're going to chat some more. So all y'all just sit back. Hold on. Let me introduce these two next artists, music I'm going to play. Once again, the number to call in to join the conversation, as always, we're having a good time, 805-830-8320. Right now, I'm going to the next set. And this was by request. It's our girl, Bessie Hughes. You know, this is her spoken word called I Love Her. That was actually by request, so I'm going to definitely have to play that. Then we're going to have some E-more. And then we have a very talented artist. Brand new. I just found out about him about last week. So, and his name is Mark Marcel. So, right now, without further ado, this is spoken word on Phone Fantasy Radio.
I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman, and her name speaks to me through the softest of lips. Baby, I love you. I see in her what she sees in me, my shining star. Her body is what I need. Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets. I love to look at her. don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles to the sway of her thighs' divine touch, I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty. I am attracted, and damn, she haunts my dreams. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wise. The look in her eyes smile warmly at me. I just realize I am in love. She speaks to me lovingly, even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs. She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love while notes beat against our skin. She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth, and watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels, because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize. My opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied. The lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally and physically. There's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her. She, I mean me, the woman whose affirmation is to love indefinitely, respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she's four times the lady. My queen and my life who stays at my side, never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon. And hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love, and our life's long bond. And with every fiber of my being, I love her with all that is in me.
This is a Straight Life Music presentation.
What's going on, people? It's your man, Eric Moore. And right now, I'm checking out Home Fantasy Radio Live with the super fluffy flirt, Mr. Crush Hearts. Get with her, get her.
Good evening, Lord. Thank you for this day. Lord, please continue to bless me with the strength to do what's right, the courage to deal with all the knuckleheads out there, the conviction to do what I love, and the wisdom to keep preaching the truth to these people.
Let's go!
Look at me.
dead. I'm that soul that was crucified by mainstream radio and was resurrected 3 days later in the form of Rakim when he made Eric B for president. When my people were hungry, I fed their souls with words of nourishment. They fight for the mentally blind and their wounded hearts with tales of encouragement. And yet, you still doubt me. I am what haters hate to love because they realize that on any life, on any stage, in every state, they can't live without me. Behind closed doors, they plan a plot to assassinate my character like Hillary did to Barack, like the Bush administration did to Iraq. But no matter how many times I'm stabbed, and no matter how many times I'm shot, yo, the truth can't be stopped. So Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And if the truth hurts, then let me live the rest of my life in pain, because these words that I'm about to say to you right now are true. I am the second coming of the first poet that you ever fell in love with. And if that poet was me, that means I can't alight twice that same night and shine my bright light on that same light. It took 6 days for me to birth this verse, and on the seventh day, I rested. So-called followers tested my will, so I perfected my skill. Rehearsed every verse, went to an open mic and blessed it. I am that prodigal son who's been confessing his sins to the world since the first day of my birth. This is not poetry. I am not wordsmith. This ain't spoken word. Yo, this is church. It's church. It's church. It's church. It's church.
Stop it right there, because Eric Wall always got to lay it down, and yeah, he just do that. That's what he do. You want to hear more of Eric Moore, spoken word, you want to purchase that, you can do that at cdbaby.com/EricMoore1. That's E-R-Y-K, Moore, M-O-O-R-E-L. We also play Betsy Hughes, I Love Her, and she's on Reverb Nation under Betsy Hughes, spelled with a Z, B-E-T-Z-Y. And she also has her own website, MissBetsyHughes.Weebly.com. That's MissBetsyHughes. I do have some more spoken word. I have some more artists I want to play. But the conversation was getting so good, so I'm going to go ahead and bring back Black Reporter. Okay, I guess not, because it just compared. Okay. All right, John. I guess it's just you and I. It's like everybody got knocked off. Wait. Right. Everybody disappeared. I come back on in. Everybody just disappeared off the floor. It was like five or six people up there and everybody gone. But anyway, shout out to the people in the chat room. Shout out to Dre holding us down. Shout out to guest 3189. Shout out to guest 33041. Mrs. PG, that website, y'all need to be inthebuilding.name.com. If you not, go kill yourself. www.inthebuilding, that's inthebuilding.ning.com. For, you know, some more underground, Bruce Sky Entertainment, Stand Up, PD Green, all them people over there, Jay Will, they some talented folks up there. Trying to get their music to the switchboard. The switchboard's acting up right now. Oh, my. I know this is one thing about Blog Talk I did not miss. Also, I want to shout out a very sexy diva. A Diva, she has her own website. She's a very sexy lady. She does makeup. She got a little store where you could buy, you know, she's out of Texas. And so I'm gonna put her website out there. It's called BeautyOnBlast101.com. So y'all need to check that out, ladies. If you're into makeup, if you're into accessories and jewelry, and she does tutorials on YouTube about applying makeup. And she was just in a room. Seemed like, okay, I see her. She was just in a room chatting with us. She called you a freak, John. Once again, You can catch her on YouTube.com under S-E-L-I-M-A 77, the number 7, number 7. All right? So those are my shout-outs for now. We're going to bring back some people. Okay, we got some people back on the air. All right, 856, which is Blessed Child. You back on live with us, Phone Fantasy Radio, myself and John. Bless, are you there? Okay. Okay, okay, okay. Did you turn the... Okay, you wasn't watching porn, right? That wasn't you.
Yeah, that was me. But,
that was you watching porn. You done? You cleaned up? You cleaned up?
I'm a man.
You cleaned up? Wash your hand? You wash your hand?
Oh, no, I ain't do that, man. I got so many people I can go through before I do that.
What? It ain't got nothing to do with how many people you got. That ain't got nothing to do with how many people you got to do that. I'm going to bring in Black Reporter. Black Reporter, you back with us?
I'm back with y'all.
Okay. All right. See,
know,
now
added,
he done, opened up a whole new can. Look, we just getting back and y'all open up cans. How y'all open up cans and we just coming back? What you mean you got too many before you can do that? This is something.
Before we go into that, let's take care of business first. You listen to Phone Fantasy Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It is exactly 10 p.m. in the east, 9 o'clock in the central time zone, the home of Milwaukee, where Miss PG is holding down. PG!
Amen.
Yes, PG. Okay. Back to my question. Now we got that out the way. What's up with that statement there? Bless. What does that mean? Like, what did that? Well, why did you say that?
Now, when I say too many, man, I ain't gonna put myself out there as a whore or nothing like that. As a young boy, you know what I mean? I was the type of cat that pulled my dad's stash, that pay bully books, and that was a part of me. I'm a freak.
How old are you, son?
Me, I'm 28.
Oh, he's still a child.
Oh, don't mind him. Don't mind him.
At the same time, I just added you on my page. My
okay,
other page,
I appreciate it.
Lamar Hood, so.
I will gladly accept
you. Okay.
All
right, but that's
Hood.
not what I'm not trying to tell you to, I didn't mean it as. All right, turn your damn ringers off. That's probably me. Okay, no, it's not me.
that's my sister's phone.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'm not saying I wasn't really talking on that sense of you trying to blow yourself up or anything like that, but I look at it as, you know, masturbation doesn't matter how many or how much or how long you can be in the pussy. That's
in
not
the mood.
You know,
yeah.
No,
masturbate
with
too.
Somebody is necessarily.
Yeah.
You can be married and still masturbate. So I mean,
yeah, I masturbate. I'm not gonna lie. I masturbate. I have a bad day. I can't get nothing. And I'm watching porn. Yeah, I'm gonna masturbate. True story.
Oh, okay. That's what we was trying to understand. Okay, folks.
That's safer than having sex, man. You know how many diseases out there right now.
I just seen a retarded pussy this morning. I don't need to talk about it. That's a whole other topic. A whole other situation.
Crush.
Please open up that can. Let's keep it moving.
Crush.
All right, folks.
Oh, yeah, the can.
Crush. I just want to go back in the history of Phone Fantasy Radio when a certain someone named myself did a certain sound on the air. And it just drove every female that was on the line.
Oh, don't do that. Yeah, you sitting up there roaring. He was roaring, people. Y'all missed that episode. Oh, man, where's Lady C at right now? Listen, y'all, we was talking about, was it the qualities?
I'm wondering if we were talking about phone sex.
We were talking about something, and out of the blue, we don't know why, this man gonna roar. He roar in the phone. Like, what?
Like a lion.
Yeah.
I can't do that phone sex.
No.
He growled. He growled.
I didn't growl.
What was it?
I didn't growl. It was one little action that drove every single woman
what
to
you do? Mute your
moisture.
Phone? Ah, huh? I said, what you do? Mute your phone?
Okay.
He didn't get that one, right, y'all?
I did get it big time. Big time. I'm going to pay you for that one. We don't have as many females here, but it was a simple action.
Well, if you be quiet and let me get to the phone lines, we can, but you keep going around the bushes. Get to what you want to say.
Okay. 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 I'm shutting up. I'm shutting up.
I didn't mean to sound mean, y'all, but I'm trying to get to the people on the line because they keep hanging up and calling back. And you going up the. Anyway, hold that thought, folks. I'm gonna put. I'm bringing some other callers. We got the 580 on the building right now. I know this number. I don't know why I know this number, but I think I know this number. But it's 580-245. How you doing? State your name. Where you from?
How you doing, my super fluffy flirt? This is Ruby Candy.
Ah, I knew I knew that number.
Wait. Who is this?
Hi, honey.
Hey, honey.
Yeah.
How you been doing, stranger?
I've been good.
That's good. Glad to have you back.
So what are we talking about? I heard masturbation. I do it every day.
I post it up every day
said, well, I'm gonna let y'all go on Facebook and on Twitter. I'm gonna let y'all go morning masturbation, afternoon masturbation, and nighttime. Hell, if I ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Alright folks, if y'all just tuned in, we have people on the line with us. I'm gonna tell y'all who's on the line right now. We got the co-host Black Reporter. We also got out of Trenton, New Jersey, we got Blessed Child. We also have out of Columbus, Ohio, John. Right, John? Columbus? Am I right? All right. And right now we have the candy to my crush, Miss Ruby Candy herself from the candy shop. What's going
Ruby,
on with
Ruby?
Oh, yeah.
And we talking about now, before we were talking about Father's Day and Mother's Day. And let me ask you, Ruby, because everybody know on here, you know, how you do. You got three kids. You've been on both sides of the fence, let's put it that way. What do you think about people recognizing the single parent on Mother's Day and Father's Day? If it's a single father, he being recognized on Mother's Day. And if it's a single mother, she be recognized on Father's Day. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, big ups to it. Shit. I mean, if you're a single mom or you're a single dad, shit, you basically are both parents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
that's so true.
On Mother's Day, on Father's Day, shit. On Mother's Day, big ups to the single fathers and mothers and stepmothers and shit and the gay men. And on, you know, Father's Day, it's vice versa with the lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you
all
still
right.
Straddling the fence?
Yes, I still eat cooch.
No, you didn't hear what I said. I said you still straddling the fence.
I heard that part.
Right. All right. So we didn't say nothing about you, Mrs. PG. We got Mrs. PG in the chat room. We got Dre in the pat room.
Hey, that's my woman.
We didn't say nothing about what y'all say about me. We didn't say nothing about you. I just type what I type.
I'm her number one stalker.
Let me get into these next callers right now. I still got a 443. Let me get into it right now. Then we're going to go back to the porn and the masturbation. So let me go ahead.
Oh, that sounds good.
All right, the 443, what's your name and where you're calling from? You on the airline, phone fancy, for radio, and the super fluffy flirt, and Black Reporter, and everybody else on the line.
Yeah, what's up? This is Jay from B-More. What's good, my crush?
What's up, Jay from B-More? You gotta love B-More. How you is?
Of course, you don't even know who it is, do you, my crush?
I sure don't.
You know, me, my man Noodles, you already know what it is. B-More, come on.
Nope, sure don't.
Oh, the crush.
Tugging in
the gray Chrysler Pacifica. light skin, bald headed.
Oh,
Jay! Hi, Jay! Oh, wait till I get back up here. I'm gonna get you.
Right.
Hey, Jay from B More. Like, yeah, okay. How you is? I'm...
Yeah, what to do? What's going on?
How you doing?
What's up, bro?
I'm chilling.
Happy belated Father's Day to you.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Right. So, you heard my question about Father's Day and Mother's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion on that?
I don't think you should recognize mothers for Father's Day, and I don't think you should recognize fathers for Mother's Day. You can only one person could do it, and that's it. You know, if you're a single parent, cool. You're a mother. Take pride for what you do as a mother or a father. But you can't be both, you know what I'm saying? And you don't want to give the kids that perception because whether they're in their life or not, you still want them to know that there is a father and there is a mother. And, you know, no matter what happens with mine and her mother, I still tell her to go get a Mother's Day card, send it to her, whatever. But my daughter lives with me. I get child support, but I never talk down to her because mm-hmm. that's her mother. And I'm going to have to deal with her for the rest of my life. So
right.
I don't really get into that taking props for both because she live with me. She always gonna have a mother, that bond I can't break. But
mm-hmm.
I can only do the fatherly part. Yeah, I go mm-hmm. by pads.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do all that stuff. But I'm still a father.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, that should be the case in every house where there's a divorce, separation, or you know, whatever the situation is. The opposite parent should never, ever speak bad about the other parent with the child. Never. Never downgrade the other parent with the child.
Okay.
And
never.
My ex has always told me, I will never speak to your girl's dad about you, Francis. And I told her the same thing. I will never speak bad to her, you know, to them about her either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that only causes mess and confusion and everything else.
Right.
You know.
Okay, so basically, hold on to that note. I got somebody screaming at me. They got their finger up, and it's the 414. Right, it's the 414. Are you with me, 414?
But noodles.
But noodles.
Damn, nasty voice.
Oh,
hey,
look at you.
Hey, Cressy. Hey, Black Reporter. Hey,
Stalker. Hello.
Hey, baby.
Stalker, wait.
Y'all retired.
Oh, you got a new baby? Huh?
All right,
you,
folks.
You're not the stalker.
Right. You know, I don't know nothing about that right there.
I am.
See, my stalker knows.
You know, I don't know.
I almost hung up when I heard 580. I almost hung up. You know, I heard 580. Almost hung up.
For all those who don't know who 414 is, this is Mrs. PG from inthebuilding.ning.com.
The one, the
God
only lady.
She's the general in her camp, Milwaukee,
Wisconsin, nigga.
Right. I almost state that was. I almost forgot what state that was. Right.
Y'all retired.
All right. So, okay, PG. We already know your situation. You got baby kids over there. And we want to know what's your thought on the whole Father's Day, Mother's Day situation? Who background is that?
I think women should have Father's Day.
You think they should?
Look, my whole thing is if you're a single parent and you're doing both roles, you can get out the Father's Day. I'm not saying go ballistic and say, okay, it's my day and give me gifts.
Right.
But I tell my sister texted me and told me happy Father's Day. I should send to you.
Right. Right.
My whole thing is now I'm no longer a single mom,
okay.
So
right.
I can't really enjoy it anymore.
Uh-huh.
So I'm no longer a single mommy.
Right.
But my thing is, what you doing that you wouldn't normally do? That's my whether you're a father
when you
or
are,
mother or not.
When you, listen, okay, sir. I'm going to be nice and political. It's not my first day back, okay?
Keep it 100.
If you are a single parent, and you do everything that you have to do for your child, i.e. nurturing and providing, which is supposed to be the father's role, providing and being there. If you're doing both, then fuck it. You don't need a dick to be saying Happy Father's Day. Bottom line.
Okay, so you're saying if you didn't have a father, you wouldn't be nurturing and providing? If the father wasn't there, you wouldn't do that anyway? You're not doing that right now?
No, that's not what I said, so you're not listening.
Oh.
You being a nigga, therefore you only have half
things,
right? What I said. What?
Huh? I'm saying whether the father's there or not, you're still going to nurture, you're still going to take care of the child.
That's why I played both
roles,
because that motherfucker wasn't there to do his part, so I did.
You're playing your role.
No.
Wait, hold on.
They play both roles.
You can't all talk at once.
Hold on. We all can't talk at once right there. Hold on. Let PG say what she gotta say, then then Jay, we'll come back to you and you say what you gotta say. So what you was gonna say, PG?
If the single mother is playing both roles, being there even though she's supposed to be there anyway because she's the one that had the baby, if she's mm-hmm. playing both roles, there's nothing wrong with a person telling her happy Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing whatsoever. Now I'm not saying that she should get balloons and gifts and cash and shit. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But saying happy Father's Day shouldn't bother nobody. The only reason why you're getting your feathers worth is because obviously there's something wrong in your fatherhood.
Mm-hmm.
You're still offended that a mother, not just because you have your child
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to say you do the nurturing thing. That's not our fault that you don't want to claim Mother's Day. If you're playing both roles, claim both.
Right.
But you can't do that because you're a male and your ego won't let you claim being a mother. So therefore, I don't do that.
Right.
I have no problem with saying that.
Right. Cause that's a factor though. I think that is a factor right there, Jay. What's
that's
your thought?
The only reason that's the main issue.
No, because
they can't claim Mother's Day because they're gonna say that they're not a mom.
Okay, so Jay, what's your thought on this?
My name is James. You know, I'm gonna be a father. My name is not Janae or nothing like that. So any way you put it, that's gonna be my day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's always gonna be Father's Day. Why would I recognize a woman's day if it's not me? You know what I'm saying? I'm not a woman. So everything I do, I'm doing it as a man. So I recognize Father's Day. Now, you know when Mother's Day come around, they got the flowers, the Mexicans outside sell the flowers, everything. Father's Day come around, just a regular day.
Mm.
I'm going to tell you the same thing I told my husband.
Is that why you feel
some type of way?
How long, Crunchy?
Because you got to take
How
care
long,
of yours regardless.
Right. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. I mean, we got that. At the end of the day, it's about the child. At the end of the day, it's Father's Day and Mother's Day are just 2 days where we celebrate those that are taking care of a parent. Okay, who background is that? Y'all need to shut up or tell me so I can
look, I told you I was in the studio.
I got an opinion on that right there.
Go ahead.
We listening.
I mean, James, I feel what you're saying 100%, but at the same time, dog, my mom was my father and my mom. You feel me? Because at the same time, my dad wasn't man enough to step up, so my mom stepped up for that.
You
feel me?
You
so I honor my mom on Father's Day and Mother's Day.
Yeah,
okay.
You're still here.
I need to say one more thing, and then I'm going to go back to my background and go back to listening. Is that cool, Crushy?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
I'm going to tell them the same thing I told Petey Green. It's not my fault that the society doesn't go bananas for Father's Day. If there was more fathers than there did mothers, not just motherfuckers that insert their penises into twat and say, okay, I didn't spit it and I had a kid. If there was more fathers that actually did what they do, I'm not saying that there's none, but if there was more, they would have their flowers and cars and whatever the fuck else they think they're supposed to have. But seeing how it's more women that actually do what they're supposed to do than fathers, it is what it is. Fuck to the society. Mm-hmm. Don't get mad at me. Love you guys.
Crush.
Love
you. Crush.
Yeah.
I have a question. We can maybe talk about it tonight, or we can save it for a future show. Does it take a black man to raise a black boy?
Okay, my mom raised me.
I'm gonna ask another question too, and I think we may have to spill this over, but I'm gonna ask this question, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna continue this conversation because I do have to play some music. What was I about to say? Okay, as far as Father's Day and Mother's Day and this is my day and this is my and just the whole roles as you know that being in the family. What are y'all thoughts as far as those guys and those girls who have been grown up in a one family or a single parent home, or who have been brought up by somebody other than their own race, and they're successful at whatever it is that they do. Like, they're productive in today's society. They're good kids. They're honor roll students. Whatever it is, they're productive and healthy kids. You know, why can't, they are out there. So it's not like, it's not like if this man is not taking care of his seed, my child's going to come up being retarded, or if this woman is not taking care of her seed, or if a white man or a white family raises a black child, and this child is not going to be white no more, but black no more, whatever. You know, at the end of the day, there are successful families out there. So what are y'all feeling upon that?
Because we have a perfect example.
When I was young, dad was in my life, but my dad was not in my life, so I used that as a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
Along with people now, we use things that, my dad wasn't there, this wasn't here, that's why I'm not this. Man, you got to stop using things as a crutch. So that family can make you better. Why hate on it? It's not a black thing. It's not a white thing. It's about education.
Okay.
Reaching out to each other. So that family can make that man or that woman a better person. Why hate on it? Let it be.
Okay. And what you was going to say, Black Reporter?
I was going to say, we have a perfect example in the White House. Think about it. You have a man who, some people question his blackness. A lot of people question his being truly American.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, nobody questioned it after he killed Bin Laden. But they questioned everything about him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anybody's questioning the fact that he is a true American.
Mm-hmm.
Every black person of common sense in America is proud of him right now.
Mm-hmm.
Proud, I go through so many pages, when it comes to politics, it will be only four words.
Mm-hmm.
My president is black.
Mm.
I'll respond on that real quick.
But you know what? When you look at things, like, think about when you was in preschool and you was
mm-hmm.
playing with kids. You didn't never ask or see any color in those kids. That's when it's really pure, and you just having fun. But as you get older and you get in the middle of society, now you're looking at what color is this person.
Racism is
or
learned.
What race is it? You know what I'm saying? But
racism,
like,
is learned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hold on. We're going to let Jay finish. What's that, Blessed Child? I think James was talking. Let Jay finish saying what he was saying real quick, and then...
No, I'm done.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Bless. What you saying?
Like I said, like, what he said was real talk, man, but when people realize that as a black community, man, we need to do our history. Obama, he's a great president, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, he's the first mixed president in our generation.
Mm-hmm.
And you
mm-hmm.
go through, you listen to Obama campaign, who he looked up out of the most was Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was mixed with slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln was the first black president, but Obama was the first black mixed president in our generation.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay.
That's what a lot of people need to do, man. They start doing research, man. Hitting that book instead of the street corner.
Mm. Okay. On that note, we're gonna leave it on. We're gonna leave it on that note, folks. Hold that thought, Black Reporter.
Okay.
We're gonna leave it on that note. What I'm gonna do right now is I'm gonna go ahead and play some more tunes, some spoken word and such, and then we'll come back. If we're going to continue our conversation, you are now tuned in to Phone Fantasy Radio Live with LaCrush Hearts and Black Reporter. You can catch us here Thursday and every Tuesday and every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. And we play R&B, we play hip-hop, spoken word, best of music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Right now, we're just playing all indie music because that's what I got on the switchboard. I apologize. But once again, you can visit the website, www.phone.com. fantasyradio.com. You can also check the website, and what I'm going to do is all the artists that I play tonight, I'm going to put their information up there so you can go ahead and you can check them on a one-on-one basis. And if you like what you hear, you can always go ahead and send me an email or shoot me up on Facebook or something, say, Crush, I heard you play such and such album. It was hot. Can you go ahead and play that again for me again? Or can you get them on your show? You know what I'm saying? I want to show love to those artists that's out there that's really independent and really doing their thing, because there's a lot of great talent out there. I'm gonna let y'all know, the past 2 years, I do not own radio. I do not business on the radio. So if you ask me who's hosting what show at 3 p.m. on 7.1, I couldn't tell you who it is. I can't tell you what's going on 107.5, 105. I can't tell you what's going on any of those stations. Only music I listen to is on the internet. That's it. So either indie art, and I actually play that when I go out. Somebody listen, what you listening to? I'm listening to this new artist from the. Yes, I upload their music to my radio station, my MP3 players, my iPods, any of those things. I do support indie artists. I've even purchased music, and that's what I'm trying to stress to everybody else. We're going to be starting a new segment called The Fantasy Limelight, where I'm going to have indie artists come in, do an official interview with them, play their music, and all that good stuff. Once again, the website is fullfantasyradio.com. You can sign up by email. You can sign up by text messaging, and I can shoot you a message and let you know what's really hood, when we're going to be on air, and all that good stuff. So right now, I'm trying to get my females up. Trying to big them up, so I'm going to go ahead and play two female artists, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to continue the conversation with everybody. Once again, thank you to Black Reporter. Thank you to Lady C. Bless Child. Thank you to Jay from out of Be More. John, excuse me. Miss PG, Ruby, everybody that called in and showed love to us, everybody in the chat room, much love. Thank y'all for welcoming me back like this, because remember, yeah, I'm on my hustle and my grind right now. Okay, so I'm trying to find the people's name. I forgot the girl name. My bad. All right, this is the Black Marilyn Monroe with Money Talk. There we go.
I got money on my mind, I think. Money all the time, and if you ain't talking money, then you ain't on my mind. Cause yeah, this is money talk. All we do is money talk. Yeah, this is money talk. All we do is money talk.
Money I need, nigga, not you weed. I got to be with me, the Lambo, we don't know. Fuck for free, nigga, pay me. She looking for work, and I'm trying to get rich. 24 laced up, time to get a rip, got beat. Nigga, pay me, or get lost. Get off.
Let's try that again. That was kind of loud. Okay, here we go.
Money all the time, and if you ain't talking money, then you ain't on my mind. Cause yeah, this is money talk. All we do is money talk. Yeah, this is money talk. All we do is money talk.
So much money I need, nigga, not you weed. I got to be with me, the Lambo, we don't know. Fuck for free, nigga, pay me. She looking for love, and I'm trying to get rich. 24 laced up, tighter than a rip, my bitch. Nigga, pay me, or get lost. Get out of dollar, man, you know not this boss. Yeah, get in, get out, and get in here. I got bread, rather you, Georgia still. 40-08, nigga, pump my gas. You walking where Mr. Daily got? Gas is all you can pump for me. Pump me, bro, nigga. Not for free. Hundreds, nigga, you must be funny. Thousands, bitch, I'm too money. Can't fuck with a broke nigga, I get bored. I do shit, broke nigga, get a court. Walking around, stealing dancing. Dip like a white, bitch, damn here. Yeah, I'm in this game and I'm hella deep. I get it, bitch, and I don't sleep. Me being broke, it's so passive.
I got money on my mind, I think. Money all the time, and if you ain't talking money, then you ain't on my mind. Cause yeah, this is money talk. All we do is money talk. Yeah, this is money talk. All we do is money talk. I'm from the block where they really can pose. Yeah, fucking with a broke bitch, that's a no-no. Told by my dad only in the second grade. You gotta get some money, boy, you gotta get paid. I live my life as a solid ass nigga. Money me, so I'm talking money, my nigga. My nigga get a money check, cause I'm about that. So you gon' mind me, I doubt that. Money, 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 all I think about. Wish I could marry money, so I could take it out. We would look right together, oh, so amazing. Look at the fucking niggas on the block hating. Money, 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 all I think about. Wish I could marry money, so
Money all the time, and if you ain't talking money, then you ain't on my mind. Cause yeah, yeah, this is money talk. All we do is money talk.
Money talk.
Yeah,
this is money talk.
All
we do is money talk.
Bitch, I'm ready. Bring me a milk fucking unless. Bitch, please, my money talk. You can tell I get money by the way I fucking walk. When money talk, I listen. Other than that, I'm rich. Fans, it's Gouda at my table, bitch. What you got to bring? So if you want it, I hope you ready. You can't get a bitch like my name was Betty. Bitch, squirt? No, not me. I rap heavy. Hold on, no, PPP. I rap billions like Bob. Bitch, I'm on my job. I'm in the middle of the rain. Laughing at you hoes all the way to the bank. Let me ask you something. How much you got? No, nigga, how much you trying to spend? I'm on the next flight, Southwest, in the wind. I don't understand, bro. It's going, I'm sorry, I can't read. And bitch, nigga, I take your money, but I don't need it.
Y'all listening to the Phone Fantasy Radio. That right there was called I'll Ride With Your Boy by Naive. And right before that, I played the Black Marilyn Monroe with Money Talk. black reporter, you and your background. I played the black money, black Marilyn Monroe with the Money Talk, and those are the two new, like I said, I'm marrying music all day. I play people that, you know, y'all even haven't heard in a very long time, or some new folk that I found that sent me their music. And, you know, just let me know what y'all think. Once again, y'all can go to the phone, fantasyradio.com after the show. I'll be posting up all the links and the names and the, you know, contact information of everybody that I played tonight. So y'all can go check them out and support your indie artists. We also have Black Reporter. Black Reporter, you still with me?
Sure is.
Okay, Black Reporter, I'm going to put you on hold because your background is noisy. And I'm going to bring two people in, and I need to bring this first person in. Her name is Twinkle. You with me, Twinkle?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Hey,
how you doing, Twinkle?
Oh, I like this one.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm right on your Facebook page. What are you talking about? You missed me.
No, you didn't go anywhere. I went somewhere. So, yeah. I'm glad we're both back.
All right, yeah, we both back at it. So, Twinkle and Black Reporter, you're still there, so don't say nothing bad.
Nope.
So, Twinkle, what's new? What's old? What's up?
Well, let's see what's new. I'm no longer doing Blog Talk. I manage an artist, and I'm focusing on his career right now. So we're trying to get it out. Blog Talk was just too much, so I had to stop. And I have to focus on my relationship because I'm heavily in one, finally.
Wow.
And it's working out very well. There's some bells ringing soon.
Oh, wow. Okay, now. All right, now.
Who would have thought that Twinkle would be saying those words? But, yeah.
Okay. Well, best of luck to you on that note. Tell us some more about this artist you have.
His name is Dougie Ambula. He is out of Clinton, Maryland, which is probably about 5 minutes outside of D.C. He has actually over 300 songs. Actually, probably over 500 songs, like pretty much all of them on my iPod, so I have no room for anybody else, sorry. But he's done a couple shows. He's done interviews. He's been played on other people's Blog Talk shows and everything, including mine when I had it. I'm going to send you some of his music and whatnot. He's 20, how old am I, 25? He's 26, 7, 8?
Damn, he all of age.
He ain't 30, but he ain't 25 neither.
Okay.
He's real down to earth. Like, he has a nice sound. You know, I don't like rap, and for me to like his music.
So when you get a chance, shoot me that over, and we'll definitely debut his music or, you know, to Phone Fancy Radio listeners. For all those that are just tuning in, the number to call in is 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. I've been trying to get that number down packed all night, and I still ain't getting it right. But, all right. Twig, you still with me? Okay, I think I lost somebody.
Still here.
Okay. I lost somebody. Okay, on that note, I'm going to bring in Blessed Child, Twinkle. We were talking about the Father's and Mother's Day, and some people was hating on it and all that good stuff. But now I'm going to bring in Blessed Child. Blessed Child, you there still?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm definitely here.
And I mentioned something about porn. Oh, I asked him if he washed his hands. He said he was watching porn. I asked him to wash his hands, and he said he got too many for that. Right? That's what you said, right? You got too much pussy around for that. So my question to you, Twinkle, is when you hear a man, I'm discriminating. If you hear a man that says, "I got too much pussy to masturbate," what's the first thought that comes to your head?
He's lying. He gotta be lying.
All right. Okay.
I'm
and Twinkle. 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 Let me say what I say. Twinkle, go to my Facebook because you got me as a Facebook friend. And go to my Facebook page and look at all them chicks that I'm with in my pictures from Myrtle Beach, to Jamaica. Look at that. Bitches, bitches don't lie.
Bitches don't lie.
Yeah,
Are y'all having sex in those pictures?
To my Facebook page, go to my Google Me, Aaron Lamar Strong, Aaron Lamar Strong, and Google me.
I don't care what nobody's told me.
First of all, let me stop. Say, listen, Bless. It wasn't meant to for you to get all tight in the panties. It was just a joke, and I don't want you to take it personally. But you know, you're not the only man who says stuff like that. I feel you 100%, baby girl. I'm not the other dude I could pull anything. I'm just saying, because it wasn't directly to you, Bless. Let's rearrange this, because it wasn't directly to you, Bliss. It was just, you know, me making fun of the, because, you know, you're not the only dude that say that, you know, and Twinkle, wasn't directly for him. It was just in general speaking, you know, so if a guy, I'm not going to say Bliss now, if a guy says that, you know, I get too much pussy, what's the first thought that comes to your head? And sometimes, and most of the time, not even sometimes, all the time, the first thought that comes to a woman's head, oh, you lying. So, you know, I'll say one thing, and you're right about that. A lot of niggas do say shit they lie.
Now, look, now that goes back to the candy shop show when Twinkle and Ruby hasn't even started my dick size. What did I tell them?
Two.
I said, I'm not going to tell you. Why I tell you
okay,
that?
Hold on, before you continue, because I want to get this out. Twinkle has never been on the candy shop when you was on there. So, again, I told you this before, Twinkle has never been on that show. That's not me. That's why I don't answer the phone when you call into my show anymore, because how that went down. I told you that wasn't me. It was not Twinkle that was talking to you on her show. My show and her show are two different shows.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know that was Big Booty. You're not Big Booty Judy.
Okay. So you're not Big Booty Judy. So how you know when I came on your show, you put me on private, you know what I said on the Candy Shop show?
Because you called me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, you called me at 2 o'clock in the morning. All right, folks. All right. There we go. I muted everybody. Hold on. This is not the time for that. This is not the location for that. That's a private affair. I could put y'all private and y'all could talk about that. But y'all can't talk about that right now on here. That's just a little misunderstanding. My bad, folks. I came back my first day back. I already started some bullshit. I apologize, folks. Didn't mean for that to happen, but I'm going to bring y'all back on 101 because, y'all are going back and forth. It's not even going to work out like that. Anyway, Twinkle.
I got love for her, bud.
All right, Twinkle. You still with me, Twinkle?
I'm here.
All right. I'm going to bring in Black Reporter. Black Reporter, you back with us now?
I'm back with us. I'm sorry for the drama at home, but, you know, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your relatives.
What? You said some shit? Anyway.
You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your relatives.
Uh-huh. Ain't that some shit? I know what you said. I said it too. Ain't that some shit? Okay. On that note, I want to thank everybody for calling in and showing mad love. I'm a refresh my page, so hopefully I don't lose nobody. I'm going to refresh my page so I can get this song up, because we only got, like, wow, time just flew by. Normally at this time, I'm... ready to go to sleep, but damn, I'm ready to continue on. So we got 15 minutes remaining on the clock, literally 15 minutes. I want to thank everybody that called up to the show that's checking us out. Follow us if you've got a Blog Talk Radio account. Follow our show. If you don't, make one. It's free. blogtalkradio.com/thecrushhearts. Mark us down as your favorite so you know when we're on air. We'll be back again Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. So hopefully everybody will come back. Somebody got a loud-ass background.
Crush.
It was Black Reporter. Huh?
Can you Facebook me your email address so I can send you Dougie's music? I actually have to go. My daughter just woke up. But I do love you. I always will, always have.
Thank you. PhoneFantasyRadio@gmail.com. That's all.
Huh?
PhoneFantasyRadio@gmail.com. Just send the music
there.
You know,
I'm retarded. You go ahead and but
all right.
You got my phone number, so call me whenever. And welcome back. I do love
Thank
you.
You.
All right. My heart, and I'll try to call in on Thursday.
Okay. No problem. No problem. No problem.
Good luck.
All right.
Much. Yes.
Okay, I just Facebooked it to you. You got it. Thank
All
you, right. Mama. All right. Bless, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, you still with me. All right. I didn't mean to open up no cans on you or anything like that. Okay, I'm gonna do this with you. I'm gonna have to say, go ahead, give your shout outs if you will. You know, all that good stuff because I have to get to the rest of the callers. I got another person I wanna debut and I need to end the show. So is there any last comments you wanna add? And I sent you a friend request.
Good.
There we go. I sent you that friend's request, so.
Okay. I'm going to give a shout out to me. No, I'm going to give a shout out to everybody that keep it real, man, because I'm a real dude, man. Keep a shout out to everybody that keep it real, man, whether you're a female or you're a male, man. You keep it real. Keep it 100. That's what's up right there, man. Love, respect, man. And truth. And truthfully, man, believe in God, man. Everything happened for a reason, man. So, you know. That love, and people
going to
show you that love back.
Okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. Anyway, on that note, holla at me on Facebook, Bless, and we'll talk about how to fix up your show and all that good stuff. We all love networking, so definitely hit us up on that. The email to send your music or anything to anybody want to submit music, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Remember, I do put your songs on my live stream, so y'all can listen to Phone Fantasy Radio, good old music, 24/7, if you go to listen.phonefantasyradio.com. So if you want to submit your music for that, you sure can do that. All right, Bless? Sorry.
No doubt, baby, no doubt.
Thank you again for calling in. I hope you continue to support the show, and I hope you can join us again on Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Okay, 9 p.m. Eastern. Lock the number in your phone, all that good stuff. Okay, baby?
Yeah, I definitely will be there Thursday, definitely. That's a promise.
All right.
That's a guarantee.
Okay, well, Thursday topic is going to be Anthony Weiner's Wiener. Yeah, we're going to be talking about how you post stuff up on the internet, you know, politicians and you know, our views on that as Americans and all that good stuff. So that's what we're going to talk about.
I grew up in politics, and my aunt a politician, so, you know,
okay.
Got a lot of
okay.
sleep on that.
All right, so definitely you'll definitely be on the show then Thursday. On that note, I'm going to go ahead and bring in John. I think this is John. 614. It's up here twice, though. 614, that's you, baby? 614-985, John? Anybody? Hello? I guess not. Okay. On that note, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bring in, I got a 347 number here, 339. Who's that? Hold on, I'm going to get you. 347? 339?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
What your name is?
Cherry.
Cherry? Cherry D or just Cherry?
Cherry D.
How you doing, Cherry D?
I'm finding you.
I'm doing good. I just checking, seeing your number there, and I just wanted to get to you before I end my show. You sent me the song request, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I'm not going to be able to play your song request now, but it will go into the live stream, and you can request it to listen to the live stream. And it also, I'll play it again on Thursday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for tuning into Phone Fantasy Radio. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right, folks. We're going to continue on. I'm going to get to this last person because I know who it is. The 843. 843, how you doing?
Would that be me?
Yes, that would be you.
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing at Phone Fantasy Radio tonight?
We are doing well. This is Verbal Skills for everybody that don't know.
Yes, this is Verbal Skills.
It took you long enough to call in.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm in the studio, and I got carried away with this new piece I'm doing, and it's called The Woman in Black. It's going to be on my upcoming CD, Verbalocity.
Ooh, I like that name, Verbalocity. Okay, that's what's up. I like that. All right, so Mr. Skills, Verbal Skills, been forever since we've talked to you, since I've heard from you. Fill us in on what Verbal Skills is doing right now besides working on this new album.
Well, basically, I've been doing a lot of things, and it's real exciting doing all these things all by yourself because you get to know what's the ins and outs on the ground level.
Mm-hmm.
I am also doing a book that's going to be out in August, and it's called Visions of Elastic Rainbows. And by the same token, I'm moving radio into a 20.
Okay, you cut in and out. Wait, say that again. All right, you cut in and out, baby. Is that me or you? You cut in and out.
It might be me.
Mhm. Okay, I heard something radio. Say that again now.
All right, Veneration Radio. Let me step outside the studio for a minute, and maybe I get better reception.
Mhm.
Yeah, how's that? Is that better?
Yep.
Okay. So that's what Verbal Skills is about, and I'm glad that you will be debuting my new piece.
I will be.
Somebody. Yeah.
All right. So you said it's Veneration Radio. You said it's moving?
Right. It's moving to venerationradio.com.
Oh.
24/7. 24/7 okay. Live stream of spoken word, jazz, a little hip hop. You know, we're going to do it all because, you know, everybody got all kinds of flavors.
Mm-hmm.
We're even going to be doing international music too. So anybody who's listening, you know, check us out. July 15th is our target date.
Okay.
And that's what's going on.
That's what's up. Well, we love new music, and we love new things. We love networking, so we're definitely going to keep our eye out and our internet browsers up for that right there. Also, folks, we have a special debut. So let us know what this is and where we can find you at.
Well, you can find me right now on Facebook as Rick Verbal Skills Harris or Rick Harris Verbal Skills. I'm the big kitty guy on there. And Size of a Butterfly Chip is a very, very erotic piece. It doesn't have any profanity in it, but it has a nice beat. And it's a remix because I went back into the studio with my producer, Danny McShane, and he's an awesome beast. With the music, I put my words to it, and we came up with something I believe that is very, very good. And hopefully,
well,
y'all, Yeah, hopefully the people will come out and support and keep showing that good love because, you know, we do it for the people.
That's what's up.
Not
that's
for the
what's
ego.
Up.
We do it for the people.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and get into this song because we only got 5 minutes on the clock. I appreciate your support, and I appreciate you tuning in with us, Verbal Skills, and sharing with us what's happening, what's new with you. I'm going to hit you up after the show. We're going to talk some more and have an official Fissue Tissue interview once everything is on and popping with you, okay?
Hey, I'll be more than happy to, and thank you for the love.
All right. So right now, folks, debuting on Phone Fantasy Radio, Verbal Skills, Side of a Butterfly Kiss, the remix.
Prone in absence of space and time, a candle's flame is not a shame. As shadows dance on walls and her pubic regions touches viscerally too much, her firm and gentle hands bracing my shoulders as pelvic grinds draw circles and imaginary lines upon my backside. And lashes and verdict mountain peaks prevent me from a blissful sleep. Arms outstretched grasp for the edge of a mattress in the clouds. And I sigh. Bese mi mariposa. Kiss me, butterfly. Take me back. Bese mi mariposa, kiss me butterfly, make me sigh, oh yeah, just like that. Her recoiling hips entices me to grind against those things that escape my mind. Arched buttocks like wings discover they too can fly into this almost criminal ecstasy. Manhood and ego surrender to the relentless force of her pliable, wet, mud pupils seeking wishes of an orgasm stew. I cry as her butterfly kisses ejaculated the creamy pearls that heard the echoes of her butterfly kisses. Bese mi mariposa, kiss me butterfly, heard the echo of my
Hey folks, welcome back. You're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio live with the super fluffy flirt, Miss La Crush Heart, with her co-host Black Reporter. We just debuted Verbal Skills, Size of a Butterfly Kiss. Very erotic, very sexy. I love the beat to it. Yeah, I want to trace figures on a butt top and all that. All right, we got 60 seconds remaining. I'm going to say this real quick. Visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com. Hit us up on facebook.com/heartsradio. Look up La Crush Hearts. I'm on Twitter. I'm on all of just Google us and everything will show up. On that note, we're going to let Black Reporter do his thing. Black Reporter, you got 27.5 seconds now.
What time that was has ceased to be here. This is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything we played. Now go and tell that. On your face, put a big smile, because we will see you in a little while. So until we meet again on Thursday, this is the Black Reporter and your fresh and fluffy one, LaCrosse Hearts, saying, see ya.
Yeah, I heard it right. Y'all come back again Thursday, 9 p.m. and Phone Fantasy Radio is back.
Bye.
Bye.